I'm Rose Aguilar, host of KALW's Your Call. On our media roundtable, we bring together journalists to analyze coverage of major stories of the week. Well, as we always do on Your Call's media roundtable, we highlight journalism that stood out this week. So, Peter Waldman, let's start off with you. What caught your attention this week?
Well, my colleague Brian Grewley wrote a piece for Bloomberg Business Week about the carrier job situation in Indiana. As you know, Carrier rescinded a decision to send a bunch of heating furnace jobs down to Mexico when Trump took office, and sort of was complying with the Trump demands for keeping those jobs in Indiana. And Grewley, my colleagues, did a wonderful step back piece in Business Week, just showing how sort of the march of globalization will defy this and any other move to sort of create an unreality around what it means to have jobs in the United States. In other words, that the robots will take the place of human beings, that the cost structure won't change just because Trump forced them there, and that the Mexican factories, which Carrier says are some of its best in the world, at $3 to $5 an hour labor, will continue to trump, pardon the expression, what they do in Indiana. So it's a bit of unreality that he exposed.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, because later in the show, we're going to talk about Trump's promises to bring jobs back and how the media are reporting on that beyond the promises and what the realities are on the ground, like the piece that you reported for in Bloomberg. So kudos to your colleagues at Business Week, right?
Correct.
Do you have any tips? What's the best way to find stories about globalization and these issues?
Well, beyond Google, obviously. Yale has a wonderful globalization site. I can't remember the exact name of it, but if you do Yale Globalization Report, they do a lot of great work. My former colleague at Dow Jones, Nayan Chanda, runs that, and he does a great job. Beyond that, I think the major publications, being part of the mainstream media myself, The Times, Business Week, Bloomberg itself, we have something like 1,700 reporters around the world. It's gotten huge, and they all focus on business and economics.
And that is Peter Waldman. He's an investigative reporter with Bloomberg. And what about you, Chris McGreal? What did you see this week that caught your attention?
Well, as an aside, I know it wasn't this week, but I would mention Peter's excellent article on the car companies in Alabama. I remember reading that and thinking it was just a brilliant piece of journalism and really something everybody should read. It's very revealing. But this week, actually, I suppose the article that most caught my attention was by a woman called Lisa S. Davis. It was in The Guardian, and it was about how she, for 18 years, thought her identity had been stolen, partly because she kept getting everything from her driver's license cancelled to arrest notices, until she discovered that there was somebody with the same name and date of birth as her living in New York. And that person's identity had been mixed up with her own. And the really interesting thing about the article is how once the system is shown the error of its ways, it's completely unable to do anything about it and to prevent it happening in the future. She just goes on living in this kind of Kafka-esque world where she has to correct or attempt to correct every error made by the system, even though it acknowledges that it has mixed up these two identities, particularly the police and the justice system. And I thought it was it's a very human article, but it's actually very revealing about the trap of bureaucracy and how it's unable to respond, really, to its own failings.
Wow. We'll have to look at that and possibly do a show. So kudos to Lisa Davis, and that is Chris McGreal. He is a senior writer with The Guardian US. And what about you, Borzu Daragahi? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, I thought one thing that was just really fascinating, it was a project investigative piece by the website ReBaltica, which is a website that brings together some of the best investigative journalists in the Baltics, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia. And they uncovered how a network of increasingly popular news websites that are targeting their country and sort of pretending to be like these sort of locally formed news organizations are actually, you know, through this extremely circuitous and a very obscure system of front companies and Dutch banks and you know, shell companies owned by Russian state media. And, you know, through a you know, this website is sort of the equivalent of ProPublica, but, you know, focusing on the Baltics, they managed to sort of show the network of front companies that are actually owning these websites that have been spewing pro-Kremlin propaganda into their country.
Wow. How did they find out about this?
You know, I read through that. That's a really good question. I read through that piece, and I got the sense that someone gave them a tip somewhere, you know, that they had an initial tip at the beginning. But, you know, it was pretty obvious that they did a lot of lead work. You know, a lot of the companies were registered through the Netherlands, which is an easy place, I've found out in recent months, to register a front company and sort of try to obscure some sources of money. But it's also the Netherlands, so it's rather transparent, and you can, you know, get documents rather easily. And I think that they just did a lot of legwork and had some resources and managed to uncover this this sort of network of websites.
Wow, it's so difficult these days to find out where things originate. So this is came from a website called ReBaltica. It's called Sputnik's Unknown Brother, and we will link to that at yourcallradio.org. And that is Borzu Daragahi, Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News. Well, Borzu, initially we were going to talk to you about the reporting you've done about inside of Cairo. Really interesting report, and hopefully I'll have time to ask you about that before we end.